From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome back to the Oklahoma's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Don P. Brown, Features Copy Editor. Happy Friday, Don.
Happy Friday to you, Penny. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. Well, Don and I were invited by Fox to take a sneak peek at the network's new series, Glee. Fans got a sneak peek at the show last spring, and a director's cut of that pilot episode that includes never-before-seen footage will air at 7:58 p.m. Wednesday, September 2nd on Fox. Mm. The season one premiere episode that Don and I will talk about today will premiere at 8 p.m. Wednesday, September 9th. That's the following Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Now, Don, did you see that sneak peek that aired after American Idol in May?
I did not, but I did do some research. And they aired this show back after the American Idol finals.
Yeah, back in May. And I was wondering, since you didn't see that, did you feel lost coming into what Fox is calling the season one premiere episode of Glee?
Not at all. Fell right into the story. There were just a few things that were a bit, I wondered about. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't anything that someone new to the show couldn't just sit back and enjoy this first episode.
Well, Glee is not that hard to follow. It's a musical comedy series that follows Will Schuster, a high school Spanish teacher at McKinley High, who tries to resurrect the school's Glee Club. One teacher who tries to undermine his efforts is cheerleading coach Sue Sylvester. Will does have five students initially sign up for the club, but they're all underdogs and misfits, such as Kurt, a soprano with a fashion sense, Mercedes, a larger-than-life diva, Artie, a geeky guitarist in a wheelchair, Tina, a punk rocker who stutters, and Rachel, a self-proclaimed star. Mm-hmm. So Will Schuster resorts to blackmailing the high school quarterback, Finn, to join the Glee Club. Mm. I guess maybe that you didn't catch that, because that again, was in that pilot episode.
Right. The pilot aired back in...
In May.
And then the show is going to premiere September 9th, right?
Yeah. Yes, September 9th.
Okay.
But, by the end of that pilot episode, Finn was glad he joined the Glee Club, so I guess that matter never really came up again, that, Will had to, blackmailed him to join.
Yeah.
So, well, the season one premiere episode is titled Showmance.
Showmance, yes.
And some of the cheerleaders try out for Glee Club, including Finn's girlfriend, Quinn. She just really wants to be closer to Finn, but Sue Sylvester, head of the Cheerios, wants someone to spy on the club.
I've got to tell you, this show, Penny, it's a musical comedy, I guess is how they're billing it, and which is a bit unusual. I mean, I'm hard-pressed to even think of any kind of show that really takes this approach.
I would say that this show kind of models itself after High School Musical. After that became a success for Disney, and they followed it up with the two other movies and Camp Rock, they finally got smart and said, hey, let's turn this format into a series.
Yeah, I was reminded of High School Musical, even though I'm not all that familiar with that Disney program. But this show seems to be a little bit more edgy, a little more adult oriented. I think it has two sides to it. I think it has an adult side and a kid's side, and you get storylines in both of those areas, and they make it funny and entertaining. Mm-hmm. So,
well, it's interesting you brought that up, Melissa. Our fellow podcaster, she and I did a podcast on Glee back in May when the pilot aired, and her comment at that time was, she wishes it didn't have this adult content in it. And for me, it really didn't, strike me as being an issue. But when I was watching Showmance, and we also were lucky enough to see the second episode as well, there were some lines in there. It's like, oh, I hope that went over the head of some people.
Yeah, there is some terms, some language. But, I think Fox has done a smart thing with this show, and they're trying to appeal to the broadest audience they can with it.
Mm-hmm.
I did do some research on the show and learned that Fox has spent well over the average of $10 million in promoting this show. Most networks spend about that much to promote a new show, and they've spent well over that on this show. I think they might very well have a hit on their hands.
Well, I think a telltale sign is how well the songs from that pilot episode are doing already.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that 26 of the songs featured in that episode are already available on iTunes, and the show's version of Journey's Don't Stop Believing hit number one on the iTunes charts.
Wow, I didn't know that. Well, I mean, I didn't think there were 26 songs in the show.
Well, they were counting like the intro where they had, you know, just a little clip here and a little clip there. Yeah. They were counting everything. But there were, I guess, two major musical numbers in that first episode.
Okay.
Or in the pilot episode, I should say. And then in the season one premiere, wouldn't you say there are two, maybe three?
Two or maybe three songs, you know, musical numbers. It's a musical comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, the song, the arrangements, they sound good.
And they do. And they're actually performed by the cast in the show.
Yeah. You mentioned the actress, Jane Lynch.
Jane Lynch, Sue Sylvester, right. The head of Cheerios, the cheerleading squad.
Now, she is pretty much a riot.
She is just hilarious.
And, I mean, she, in the words of her character, the Glee Club members occupy the sub-basement of the school's caste system. And she is all about derailing this Glee Club.
Oh, yeah.
Because she sees it as a big threat to her cheerleaders.
Yeah, her cheerleaders were featured on Fox Sports Network. And she doesn't want the Glee Club to reach national, you know, status.
She runs her cheerleading squad like an East German gymnastics team.
That's true. Of course, there's no East Germany anymore.
At one practice, she shouts, "Get the agony out of your eyes." You think this is hard? I'm living with hepatitis. That's hard.
I'd forgotten about that.
Anyway, she was a riot to watch, and I enjoyed her. And all the other characters, too.
Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned Jane Lynch. She really is pretty much the one actor in Glee that you may be familiar with. Because at least all the high school students, they're basically unknowns that mm-hmm. are now known because, right. you know, they're becoming hits.
They're going to be very well known
they
when
will.
This does blossom into a hit, I think.
But Glee already has attracted quite a list of guest stars for season one, including Oklahoma native Kristen Chenoweth is scheduled to appear in an episode, maybe more than
okay,
one.
Okay, great.
And also they've got Eve on board and Josh Groban and Victor Garber.
That's impressive. I will say this to viewers. If you approach this show as something you're watching in a serious way, it's not going to be a fun time for you. This show is really poking fun, I think, at high school society.
I would agree.
And I think you have to go into it knowing that this is really... it's a comedy. So, you know, don't get confused by what you're seeing.
Okay. That said, Don, from 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, what would you rate Glee?
I'd give this a good 9. I really enjoyed it, and I do think that it will run for a while.
That's the highest you've rated anything, isn't it?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe so.
Well, I'm pretty sure that I gave it a 10 back in May, and I'm still giving it a 10
mm-hmm.
now, because it is my favorite new show of the new season. I absolutely love the characters, the writing, and especially the music.
Super.
So check out the director's cut of Glee's pilot episode at 7:58 p.m. Wednesday, September 2nd, with the season one premiere airing on Fox the following Wednesday, September 9th at 8 p.m. And that's a wrap for this week. We'll return next Friday to discuss another upcoming program, but feel free, let's be gleeful, to check out TV Preview any day, anytime at your convenience.